is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
We're going to talk to a White House correspondent coming up in about 35 minutes' time to find out. Everybody was so excited about maybe Donald Trump. I got killed yesterday on the internet for a, I thought it would be a more popular response to, like, hey, I get it that we don't like Donald Trump, or some of you woke people don't like Donald Trump, but it feels bad getting him on tax evasion. And actually, I didn't say that. I said it was, it seems pretty petty that this comes down to the Stormy Daniels thing. I know it's campaign financing and all that stuff, but that's what I said. And then, you know, the haters, right? Oh, they were hurting me. The haters were hurting me. They came out of the woodwork and I was good. Well, you know about Al Capone, you know. You know about they got him on tax evasion. They didn't get him on any of the bad Al Caponing. Yeah, I understand that. You know that the law is the law, right? Yes, I understand that. And I still stand on my position. But I still feel the same way. So we'll be watching to find out what happens. Karima Saad is going to be joining us momentarily. She is a political commentator and a lawyer. And also Dennis Matthews is going to be joining us. He is the president of Creative Currency, ad advertising agency, and content studio. They're all going to be coming up for a conversation about a bunch of different things, including whether or not there should be anything that who do we have any of the guests? Dennis, we have. Fantastic. And we're awaiting the arrival of Karima Saad. Dennis, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It might just be me and you, if that's okay.
All right,
let's do it. Katie Telford, who is the chief advisor to the prime minister, has agreed to testify. This after a bit of a standoff. They were voting whether or not she would have to testify. They decided, or the prime minister decided, it would not be a confidence motion. But Jagmeet Singh pretty much told the prime minister, hey, we're not going to be voting with you, so something needs to happen. And then Katie Telford decided that she was going to testify. Here's Thomas Mulcair on it.
Katie Telford is one of the smartest people you will ever find in any political party giving advice to their leader. She has survived the ups and downs. She's well into her eighth year with Trudeau. She did his leadership. Look, she's a great political organizer.
Okay,
she's highly skilled. And she's very smart and quick on her feet. So I don't even know why they were making, you know, such a big deal about trying to hide her from testifying.
Well, that was going to be my question. What's the problem?
Well, there is none, other than the fact that Trudeau, of course, is terrified of what's in the China interference file, right? I mean, that's it for me.
Well, apparently, and I had heard that they don't usually like throwing staffers under the bus for something that a minister should be taking responsibility for, so that would mean the prime minister isn't testifying. But let's get your stance on this, Dennis. Is this, I mean, good or bad news? The government is surviving here, so to have her do this, but most of what she says is going to be perhaps not up for us to see because it might be confidential.
Yeah, it's a really puzzling situation. And, you know, I say that because there's a real underlying issue here in politics and in a lot of the world. I don't think Canada's unique on this, on foreign powers sort of meddling and trying to meddle in domestic affairs. And it's a serious issue. We've obviously seen it in different jurisdictions within Canada, in particular in Ontario. I mean, the premier here booted a member of his caucus over these sort of allegations that are out there. And so I've been a little surprised at the drama and the buildup over this. Like, this is obviously something that's going to require heavy scrutiny. It's obviously going to require things like appointing that, you know, special rapporteur they did, but also doing committee meetings and other things. There's obvious accountability required here. And like the government in digging in on this testifying issue, it makes it look like they're hiding something. It makes even people who might think, hey, we just got to get this all out. It makes it seem like they're hiding something, which is a really puzzling sort of issues management move by the government.
Yeah, they seem to be resting their hat, Karima, on the fact that they're like, I think there's a difference between what they found is that none of the meddling had any effect. That's different from knowing that there was meddling and maybe not doing anything about it. We need to know what the hell happened for our democracy, for people to be confident in our democracy, Karima.
Yes, and I think, you know, all data would suggest that people have less faith now in institutions than they did maybe a decade ago. And so that constant erosion that we are witnessing certainly isn't helped by a situation where there's a lack of transparency. And so I think the fact that we are going to hear testimony, right, that's helpful. And hopefully it'll be information that, you know, the public can process. There's also around this issue, it seems to me, a lot of speculation and fear mongering. And that too is unhelpful. So getting down to the facts is going to be key.
Yep, I would agree with that. There seems to have been, I think we're in a new space now where people would be able to have whispers and politics about Muslim people in our community and sleeper cells everywhere, to the point that this kind of stuff gets out of control and six people get executed in a mosque in Quebec City and a family gets run down on the streets of London, Ontario. And then people are wondering why certain politicians who will allow this kind of whispering to go on in their party get booed at a ceremony. But now we've got a VIA employee who is telling a dude at a VIA station to stop praying.
What is the problem? You want me to say something?
That I took 2 minutes to pray.
We don't want you praying here. We don't want you praying here. You're bothering our other customers, okay?
Who did not one person? I went to the end of the hallway. Not one person had anything to say. Not one person had anything to
say. Pray outside next time, okay?
In the cold, when I'm inside here.
Pray outside.
No.
I'm going to complain to your employer.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. You're going fine.
It's so unfortunate, and it is such garbage that that kind of stuff is still allowed to go on. People who might feel uncomfortable might need the uncomfortableness of being informed, which is sometimes hard, but maybe sometimes needed. What are your thoughts, Dennis?
Well, you know, Jim, I sort of agree with a lot of what you were saying there. I think, you know, the thing here, and you see this with police body cams and stuff all the time, the video doesn't lie. Like, this is just, you know, it's hard to watch. If your listeners at home have seen it, it's like, it's sort of a hard exchange to watch because it's just so unfortunate sort of how it unfolded. You know, obviously if somebody wants to pray in the corner of a lounge or a train station or anything like that, like, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't even matter what your religion is. So it's just I think it's an unfortunate situation. Like, the apology, if you want to talk about that, was like one of those classic sort of stilted corporate apologies. It's like, they just never sort of find a way to really make it right. And there's an obvious case of do that here.
I was reminded by something that I thought was kind of stunning and also stunningly stupid. And I'm glad the guy had an aha moment. It was during the convoy and the inquiry, Karima, where one of the guys who originally was one of the bigots was like, oh, and I met a Muslim guy and I decided, hey, you know what? Muslim people aren't bad. that it sounds so stupid, but maybe it doesn't to a whole bunch of people listening right now. But I wouldn't want them to get fired. I would just want them to be educated.
I mean, education is part of that, right? It's unfortunate timing with this happening right at the beginning of Ramadan, like the holiest month for Muslims. And, you know, having grown up in a post 9/11 world, this type of ignorance, encountering it out in the wild, is not uncommon, unfortunately. So education certainly plays a role. Exposure is part of tackling ignorance. Mm. At the same time, though, you know, that, like, those learning moments, they come at a cost, and that cost is in this case the gentleman's dignity, right?
Yep.
So it's I don't know that sort of taking away someone's livelihood, that shouldn't be the go-to option. I think that, you know, we should approach these situations in a more thoughtful manner, and it needs to be dealt with internally. But the solution isn't to sweep it under the rug or, you know, this corporate speak statement. That doesn't actually, I think, get to the bottom of it.
All right, text message. Hey, Jim, you woke SOB. Are you happy Donald Trump didn't get arrested today? Talk about that next.
Welcome back to News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And still to come here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network, which that gentleman just said, so I shouldn't say it, because why be redundant? Before the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Brian Karam. He used to make a living screaming at the, what's her name, Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she was the press secretary. He will join us to tell us how disappointing, whether he's cried or not today, about the fact that at this moment, we have not seen Donald Trump and matching his skin to his prison jumper. We have not seen that yet, but we have an eye open for that. I doubt it's going to happen today, but maybe that would... should we get like a chart? What is it called during the Super Bowl? Squares? Where we have to pick a time? Something like that? Never mind, let's just keep things rolling. Dennis Matthews is the president of Creative Currency, an advertising agency and content studio here in Toronto. And Kareem Assad does so many things, political commentator and lawyer and person at large. Okay, guys, there was a report yesterday that Ontario is saying to the scumbags. So listen up, scumbags or ne'er-do-wells or whoever you might be. Douche, is there a better word than scumbag? That is the first question. Just yes or no, Chris. Oh, sorry, Dennis.
Again, douchebag? I don't know.
Okay, is good that, call. What about you, Karima? Would you go with scumbag or?
It's a very evocative term. Other ones I probably can't say on the radio.
All right. No, let's move along then. Ontario says scumbags guilty of withholding passports face steeper fines, even prison term. I mean, if you're keeping somebody imprisoned and not giving them their passport back, the top that you could get here is like $250,000 or 12 months in jail. I don't know. It should be 10 months in jail. But aside from that, it turns out this press conference yesterday was just a fantastic circus. And some of the people, including the 65 people who were held hostage in Markham and arrests were made last month, they wouldn't have qualified for this, because what you need, folks, when you're being held hostage to work someplace is that when they take your passport, they need to give you a receipt. And then you have to go to the cops or the authorities with the receipt. And do you think anybody who's doing this on the, you think people who are taking passports are doing this on the up and up? So it was a great show yesterday. And now I'm wondering who the real scumbags are. Make an announcement that turns out to be about nothing, or the original scumbags. Karima.
Yeah, pretending to do something, I think, is very unfortunate, especially since this is meant to protect a particularly vulnerable population, right? Migrant workers. And of course, you nail it. You're not going to get a receipt if you're in a position where something illegal is already happening to you. You may not even be able to have access to a device to record it, right? Like, you're in a clear power imbalance. So this is exactly the type of farce that it just puts us to shame. Yeah. This is very shameful.
It doesn't qualify. I mean, this press conference, to evoke the 65 people who were held hostage in a press conference that wouldn't affect them, I don't know, is, I can't think of another word for it. Dennis, your thoughts?
Maybe I'll be a little more positive on it. I mean, yes. I saw the story and these are all complicated issues and all that, but like, this is obviously a step in the right direction. I mean, recognizing that there's a problem, talking about it. I'm not an expert in labor law or the pieces that go along with this, but you know, what I will say is, you know, I think Minister McNaughton has a pretty solid track record of the last couple of years. And there's a lot of stories this week. I think he was out talking about it, yep, doing things workers. So I'm a little more benefit of the doubt here, a step in the right direction. Obviously, you know, seems like more has to be done, But, you know, I'll put this in the category of I'm happy when government's taking a step in the right direction.
I do think he's going to. You're right. He has done a good job with the portfolio, drawing attention to things that needed to be addressed. The people who are advocating for migrant workers have been demanding things for a certain long time, and they did not feel that they were heard yesterday with that press conference. Does anybody have any predictions to make about what might happen in America if and when Donald Trump is arrested, Dennis?
Well, it'll be one of the biggest political stories in U.S. history if it does indeed happen. But I think that the thing, and it's sometimes hard for folks to wrap their mind around this, but so many of Trump's supporters, it's not really about Trump or what he did. For a host of reasons, they look at Donald Trump and they think when enforcement or the system or others is coming after them, he's the one protecting them. And I think we could probably talk for an hour about how maybe that's right or wrong, but there are a lot of his supporters who view him as a bit of a last defense. Yeah. And I don't think they're going to take kindly to this.
You know what, Dennis, you're right, because I think a lot of us, and I plead guilty, you know, would make fun of some of the things that he's done, make fun of some of the things that people believe, which are nonsense, but we don't kind of address, okay, how did we get there? Why do those people believe that? Why do they feel America has failed them so they would believe in this huckster? What about you, Karima?
The cult of personality that surrounds Donald Trump is really fascinating. And, you know, we see sort of echoes of it here, at least as far as some of the belief systems, right? Not necessarily an adherence to Trump himself. But not taking kindly to it is probably an understatement. I don't know if it will result in actual riots or violence on the streets. I don't know that there is that kind of level of organization among his supporters, but it will be dramatic if this comes to pass.
I think there's a lot of people in that Republican Party who have just had to go along to get along in that party and pretend that they thought that Trump was a great idea might be the happiest. It might not be the people on the left. It might be certain people who want their party back. Let's talk before we do final thoughts. Maybe we'll just get into final thoughts because I want to give you guys time. So, Dennis, we hope you'll come back another time. President of Creative Currency, which is an advertising agency and content studio. Dennis, what's your final thought tonight?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking a bit about the passport story that we talked about and just the week of sort of labor reforms in Ontario and whether that's, you know, getting female washrooms on job sites, some of the stuff around protecting veterans and making sure that they can integrate back into society or remote workers. And I just think that, you know, some of the stuff Minister McNaughton's been doing the last little while is really reshaping. I think if you look back at conservatives, you always think of them as, oh, they're anti-union or they're for job cuts or this kind of stuff. And he's almost sort of single-handedly changing some of that perception. And so I think it's a really interesting political story out there that I don't know that a lot of people have put all the pieces together on just how maybe transformative it is.
Thank you. Let's go to Karima Saad. Karima, political commentator and lawyer. What are your final thoughts tonight?
Well, I'm going to circle back to this Via Rail situation and actually wish anyone who is celebrating Ramadan Kareem, the significance of this month for Muslims. It obviously it's a religious month, but I think some of the takeaways and the purpose of it being celebrated, the idea of having empathy for one another, patience with ourselves and with other people, forgiveness. These are all values that are in short supply in the current political landscape. So I would encourage everyone, even if you are not celebrating, to keep these values in mind.
Empathy for people who aren't like you, of a religion that might have been targeted over the last little while. There's another word for that, folks, and that is woke. But I don't know why you need to use the word when you could just think, hey, I'm an empathetic person. Sounds a little bit better, doesn't it? Karima, thank you very much for your time. Also, Dennis Matthews, thank you for your time as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Straight ahead here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network, there's going to be talk. You think there's not going to be talk on an iHeart Talk Radio Network? There definitely will be talk. Brian Karam is going to join us. He's an American journalist, a White House correspondent, and he's got a great podcast called Just Ask the Question. We'll talk to him about that next, right here on the aforementioned broadcast.